Many elderly people don't want to go to nursing homes when they have trouble doing everyday tasks at home. Close family members often don't live nearby, so they can't always help. And home medical care is expensive. Over the past decade, a different sort of home care industry has been spreading. It strives to help elderly people manage at home and provide some companionship. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
When Paul Hogan's grandmother got too old to live at home by herself, his parents decided to take her in. After all, they live just up the same road in Omaha, Nebraska, and Hogan remembers everybody chipped in to care for her.
Helping her with her meals, encouraging her to eat those meals, helping her with her laundry. We were reminding her to take her medications at the right time of the day. We were keeping her also connected to her community. We'd make sure she got to her hair appointment every Friday at 1, and she'd see some of the old friends, which really enriched her life.
Hogan was in his late 20s at the time. He'd graduated from the University of Nebraska with a degree in finance and got a job at the headquarters of a large house cleaning franchise company. For years, he'd been trying to think up an idea for his own franchise chain. And it gradually dawned on him that maybe it was right under his nose. That is what his family was doing for his grandmother.
My grandmother had 12 kids, 51 grandchildren, 50 great-grandchildren, by the time she passed away at almost 101. And it seemed like it took every one of us to keep her in the home environment. And the question in my mind, and Lori, my wife, I mean, what are other families doing?
So back in 1994, when he was 31, Hogan quit his job, and he and his wife Lori started Home Instead Senior Care to offer seniors a similar range of services, cooking, cleaning, rides to church, or the hairdresser. Within the first year, they were profitable, and the business has never stopped growing. Today, Home Instead has 425 franchises in the U.S. and dozens more abroad, serving more than 25,000 elderly or disabled people.
Hi, Betty, we're here. Okay.
Roberta Ryan is getting buzzed into her client's apartment to bring her a bag of groceries. 60-year-old Betty Rannigan has MS and had spinal surgery back in October, and it's been hard for her to do the things she did before.
And I did mine 2 years ago.
That's why she's here, right, helping, and she's a gem.
Oh, thank you. We've become friends, actually.
Yes. She brings me coffee every week. When she comes, that she makes at home.
Rannigan says having Roberta come by to bring her groceries and do some light housekeeping has made things much easier for her son. So now when he comes to visit, he can take her out to do something nice instead of cleaning or running errands for her.
It'll be 3 weeks Sunday. We went to New Hampshire. My cousin with her husband came down from Canada. So we went for a visit. So it was very nice to get out. And last week I got to my granddaughter's play that she was in at school.
Roberta actually works most of the time as a chef, and she makes more money at that. Most Home Instead clients have to pay out of their own pocket, so that keeps the fees down. The franchise here charges $20 an hour, and Roberta gets $10 of that. But Roberta says she just finds it a very rewarding way to make a little extra money. The local franchise owner, Jack Cross, thinks it's that rewarding nature of the work that allows him to find other together, friendly, reliable people for $10 an hour. He says most are in their 50s and older, some are retired and want part-time work.
Some of them are housewives who need to earn a couple of bucks just to make ends meet. You know, if they're going to do something to earn that money, they might as well do something they enjoy. Many of the people we hire have taken care of a relative. So we really do have a great group of people.
In recent years, scores of other non-medical home care providers have been springing up. Some are, of course, better than others. More than a dozen states have now passed laws requiring such firms to get licensed to try to ensure some basic standards across the industry. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.